when I was in Singapore some time ago. I was giving the Buddhist meditation angle on dementia. And I was saying that in Buddhist meditation we let go of the past and we don't worry about the future and we now spend a lot of time in solitude. And then when the doctor said, well, that's actually a symptom of dementia, socially disengaged, you can't remember where you just came from and you can't plan the future. So I realized that there's a big connection between people who practice meditation. And that's not quite the same, so don't be worried. But maybe that because Sol has been coming here a long time, that I'm encouraging forgetfulness. It's not forgetfulness, it's just efficiency. So you don't keep your head with so many things. And so just this evening is a time to learn how to let go, be in the present moment, and to disassociate with just, you know, all that world outside, to take a break, to get away from it all, to learn how to just relax to the max. So meditation should not be tight and tough and you feel more tense. As I often said, that there was a person who went to the psychiatrist and I haven't said this for a few years, I said it in Jhanagrav last night. And he told the psychiatrist, I cannot really figure out what's going on. Sometimes I think I'm a marquee. And other days I feel like I'm a teepee. And the psychiatrist said, I know your problem. Many people have that problem today. You're too tense. If you want to leave now, there's still time before I give more bad jokes. So anyway, so don't be tense. A little bit of laughter actually relaxes the body, relaxes the mind. So it's part of the path. So sitting down, closing your eyes, and forgetting all the pain of that last joke, letting it disappear. Don't hold on to the trauma. And just no need to worry about the future. You're here right now, safe, comfortable, in Dhammaloka Center, Nolamara, just for some calm, quiet meditation. Relaxation. Club Med Nolamara. And so you, by closing your eyes, you start to become aware of your body, sitting on a chair, on a cushion, on the mat, or leaning against the wall, that's fine. How are you comfortable? Just a quick view of your body, can you make it more comfortable? Let's be more precise. How are your legs feeling now? Moving your legs, just if you've got them crossed on the floor, maybe cross them in a slightly different way. If you're on the chair, do you need to push them forward, move them apart? How can you get your legs more comfortable? This is like kindness, looking after your body. For many of you, you know, they say that meditation extends your life, makes you healthier. So you're going to have to put up with this body, you know, more years than most. So you better look after it now. And bring the attention there, once your legs are comfortable, to your bottom. People always fidget sitting on chairs or on cushions because they don't get their bottom comfortable to begin with. They just don't give it the attention it deserves. If you need to fidget, fidget now. Just adjust this way, that way, until it feels just nice. And then you move attention up to your back. People have lots of back problems because they're not aware of how they're sitting. So be aware of your mindful of your back, any feelings there. And what I like to do is just to stretch it first of all. You know, when you stretch, you see dogs stretching, you see kangaroos stretching. When you stretch, the cats are great at stretching. You stretch and all these beautiful endorphins go through your bloodstream. It feels really good. Nature's painkillers. And after stretching, just let go. And your back gets into a really comfortable position. We call this mindfulness and kindness. It's not just being aware, it's being kind. So awareness allows you to feel the body, the kindness changes it this way and that way. You're mindful of the new feeling. Has it improved? If it's improved, great. If it hasn't improved, then just keep on going until you can find the best posture for your back. And then feel my hands folded in my lap or sometimes some other position. Is that the best you can do? So I fiddle my hands until they're just comfortable. Yeah, that's pretty good. And it's not every time the same position. Do you feel? What's the best now, today? And then I usually check out my shoulders. People have a lot of tension in shoulders. So I learn how to relax my shoulders. And sometimes I do a little visualization, a whole bundle of strings on either side, because that's what tendons are like, muscles are like. They're all being stretched by, you know, two invisible things just pulling on either end, on my left shoulder and my right shoulder. And then I imagine letting go of both ends. A little visualization, and my shoulder muscles, they relax. They get loose too, they're not stretched, they're not stressed anymore. Then I go up to my neck, make sure that's nicely balanced. Sometimes I have some hay fever and there's some phlegm in my irritation in my throat. Tonight it's fine. I've still got some irritation in my nose, so I'm going to have a blow. Well, that was more than I expected. Life is uncertain. Maybe it wasn't such a smart idea to blow my nose right in front of the microphone. But there we go. No one's perfect. Is that recorded? Has that gone live? But you just get yourself comfortable. And then, once my neck is happy, my nose is happy, I look at actually the front of the face, there's always irritations there. And people say you can tell a person's emotional stability by just how tight their muscles are around the eyes and their mouth. Learn how to relax everything. And pretty much aware of those muscles around my eyes, I know how just to relax them. And it feels different as I relax. Mindfulness gives me the feedback. And so I can feel those muscles loosening. I'm aware what I'm doing is letting things be, not pulling, not stretching, not squashing. Just learning how to relax until my face is really nice and comfortable. No tightness, tension anywhere. Look at my whole body, pretty relaxed, but I think I can do better. So I look through my body to see the most irritating part of my body. It happens to be my throat is a bit irritating. So I focus on my throat. You can focus on your tummy, it could be a headache, it could be an earache, or some ache or pain somewhere. Zoom in on it, so that's all you see, just that little pain, that tension, that tightness. You don't need to give it a name, just to know it. because irritations of the body, they do change. Gets worse, gets better. Find out why. You find just learning how to relax that area which is irritated, inflamed, painful, giving it this beautiful kindness, the door of my heart is open to you. You can be there. Just being with something rather than being afraid of it. And I feel that throat just relax. Mindfulness gives me the feedback. I can feel it, it's getting better. This is how I learn. I learn how to relax my own body, any part of it, just by learning how to focus on it and be kind. And I usually keep going, relaxing my body, until I can recognize this feeling of delight. The delight of bodily relaxation. Because when I notice that delight, the relaxation goes deeper. My body feels pretty at ease now. That is what I call a good posture. And the whole body has been looked after, part by part, and relaxed. I can feel for myself, this works. The body is at ease, loose, free, happy. And now I turn on to my mental world, my emotional world. I use the same procedure, but now I'm looking at that part of the mind called peace. My peaceometer. How peaceful are you, or how agitated are you? Give it a number from 1 to 10. Doesn't matter what that number is. What matters is that's a little trick to get you to be aware of how peaceful you are. I find what makes my peaceometer, what makes the needle go closer and closer to one. What do I have to do to bring peace into my mind? It's quite easy to know how peaceful or how agitated you are when you look, when you're mindful of that. And by repeated practice you can become very clear of what causes the mind to relax and become peaceful, what causes it to tense up, become agitated. It is learning, the wisdom coming along with repeated mindfulness and experiment, trial and error, on how to bring peace to your own mind. I find whenever I open the door of my heart, whatever I experience right now, when I let go, when I stop trying to get something in the future, always remembering that now is where my future is being made. This moment is all I have to create a peaceful, beautiful, healthy future right now. And all the past can't change it. A long time ago I realized you don't learn from the lessons of the past. You learn from the present moment. That's what you learn now. So I trusted putting all my attention in this moment. I learn, I grow, I develop by being now. It's such a peaceful place to hang out. Just being now. My peace arbiter. As soon as I want to get something, develop something, as soon as I start measuring, what am I supposed to be doing? My peaceometer just gets really agitated. When I just relax, open the door of my heart to this moment, embrace this moment. When I make peace with this moment, a kind and a gentle, my mind becomes really nice and peaceful. Just like I relax my body, so I relax my mind. Nothing is pulling at it, pushing at it, telling it to be different, telling it to achieve or get rid of something. I let this mind be. And it becomes peaceful. And peace, you get to feel it, get to experience it. And it's so delightful. And there's no pressure on you at all. You're not being dragged back into the past because something which is unfinished business is all finished. You stay in this moment. You don't even fear the future because right now, being peaceful, you're doing the very, very best for your future. When you're relaxed enough, it's so easy to watch something like the breathing. Invite the breath in. You don't control the breath, telling it how long to breathe and how short and how much air to bring in. You respect the breath. And for many, you can say, breathing in peace. Imagine peace, what it is. Or health if you're sick. Freedom if you feel constrained. Breathing in, really good qualities. Peace, health, love, happiness. And breathe out all the negativity. Breathe out, let go. Don't just say the word. Use the letting go, whatever you need to renounce, abandon. It could be a sickness, it could be tiredness, it could be frustration, anxiety, whatever it is you want to breathe out from your body and mind. Breathe it out with every out-breath and imagine it, however you feel it. Breathing in peace, happiness, health. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. I'm going to be quiet for 6 or 7 minutes till just before the end of the meditation. close now to the end of the meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How relaxed are you? And how peaceful is your mind? I'm now going to ring the gong to end the meditation. Please keep the eyes closed until the last ringing of the gong is finished. And then as you open your eyes, smile gently to exit the meditation. Very good.